Tell us about the marimba and what it is.
Most people have seen the marimba or heard it. The marimba originated in Africa a long, long time ago, thousands of years, and made its way to Central America. And in Central America, the cultures there really took to this instrument, developed it into a very kind of personal instrument. Each family in Central America will build their own marimba and travel around and play on it together. And they have a very different sound in Central America. But through some of these families that traveled to North America in the early 1900s, we had percussion industry people in North America, primarily Chicago, decide that they were going to take the marimba and try to improve upon it in the sense of they wanted to make it louder and really work on solidifying the intonation of each bar so that we could put it on a stage with an orchestra or with other instruments. And so that was in the early 1900s. And you'll see different sizes of marimbas from 3 octaves to 5 octaves start to come about. And the sound of the marimba comes from two places. The bars are made of rosewood from Central America. It's very specific rosewood that resonates very well, but is also very dense, so it doesn't break easily. Then the pipes that you see under the marimba, they are called resonators, and they are tuned to the pitch of the bar, and they also amplify the pitch, and so that's 50% of the sound. And so most people I'm sure have seen the instrument and kind of relate it to Central American music, but there's a very big modern culture, modern in terms of modern classical music, for the marimba. And also, it's traveled now to Europe and Asia. And in some ways, you can say there's an even bigger culture in Asia for modern classical marimba music, because we have a very important figure in Asia. Her name is Keiko Abe, that's done a lot to continue to develop the instrument with her partnership with Yamaha. In the U.S., it was Claire Musser and people like Gordon Stout, a lot later than Claire Musser, that really helped to grow the culture of the marimba in the U.S. So the bars are arranged like a piano keyboard, where you have the naturals, a register of naturals, and a register of sharps and flats, or the accidentals. But the bars are different sizes because they have to be tuned to the different pitch. So because of the way the shape is, it's almost like a triangular shape, really long triangle. And the octaves vary. On tour with us this summer, we're going to have 3 different sizes. We're going to have a 5.5, a 5 octave, and a 4.3. We're also going to have a xylophone with us, which is in the family of mallet percussion instruments or keyboard percussion instruments. It has a different range. The tuning of the bars is different in that they tune the overtones a little bit differently, so you get a traditional, familiar xylophone sound. The bars are also thicker. You use harder mallets, so you get a sharper kind of sound that of a xylophone that we would think of if we imagine a xylophone. On the marimba, we use wrapped mallets, so the core would be a rubber ball or a plastic ball, maybe wrapped also with some more rubber. And then that's going to be wrapped in yarn. And the yarn is going to be different density, different thickness, and also a different tension on the wrap. And that makes the very different colors that we get. So there's a lot of things that make the different color of sound, and that comes from the artist, from the performer, but it also comes from the mallet.